All right, so what I believe is that every single clothing brand that's successful has a secret sauce to their business that allows them to be successful, that allowed them to get traction, and that allowed them to work. And what this secret sauce is, another word for this secret sauce, is leverage. And if you don't understand this concept of leverage, you will never be successful in business. Leverage is the single most important thing to understand for any business in any industry who's trying to get traction and really get something to work for them. And in this video, I'm going to explain to you this concept of using leverage to get traction for a new business like your clothing brand or any other type of business that you're starting. I think you're going to enjoy. Apparel Success is sponsored by my buds over at Brand Crowd. Brand Crowd's a logo maker tool. You type in the name of the logo that you want to have made, hit enter, thousands of logos will come up. You choose the one that you like, then you can edit and refine that logo as long as you want for free until it's perfect. I had this Hundo P design made for my own clothing brand using Brand Crowd. If you're interested, head over to brandcrowd.com/apparel success and you can get 66% off at checkout. The concept that I'm about to talk to you about in this video is absolutely lethal in business. And it's something that so few people understand. And what it is that every business that succeeds has something unique about them. And it's not just that their business is unique, it's that specifically they had some sort of advantage put in place that allowed them to succeed. So I want to use an example here for my own clothing brand. My clothing brand, K-Bud, is a Canadian-based niche lifestyle brand. And my brand is right around $500,000 per year in sales. And a lot of clothing brands struggle to get to that point. Well, what allowed my clothing brand to get to the point where I'm getting that many sales and I've got some traction, there's actually a legitimate secret sauce that I can literally point to, like the actual thing, and say, without this, I wouldn't have been able to make as many sales as I was making, and I wouldn't have been able to get any traction. There's a few things that I can clearly point to and say, without those things, without leveraging those things, it wouldn't have worked for me. Okay? And these are the things that I want to bring to your attention, because this is the type of thing that you need to have for your own business, whether it's in clothing, in any business, like a YouTube channel, like my YouTube channel as well. You know, you have to have leverage. And the leverage point that I had for my clothing brand was within the first 6 months, I was sending out a bunch of Hail Marys in DMs to influencers and celebrities. And I managed to hear back from a few of them. I got rejected by a whole ton of them, never heard back from them, but I ended up getting onto some pretty difficult celebrities to get onto in Canada. And the fact that I went through this period of struggle and was able to achieve something that's really hard for just anybody to achieve gave my brand a sense of uniqueness, and it gave my brand value that is hard to achieve, that is rare. And you need something about your brand that is rare, something about your business that is rare, that you can leverage. And getting on to those celebrities, showcasing them on my website, showcasing them on my Instagram, anytime I bring people across my brand, it helped me get traction. It helped build interest. It helped get value. And it helped people see the value in my brand. So then they'd go to my website. They'd see these people that they look up to, that they think are cool wearing it. And that really helped in the first few years make sales. And that's why I talk so much about social proof. But it's deeper than social proof, because you're leveraging social proof. And this concept of leverage comes from the root word is lever. So if you can imagine, like, there's a big boulder there and you need to move it, but you can't move it with your shoulders because you're just not strong enough to move it with your shoulders. So how are you going to use this? You need something that you can leverage to pry into that boulder, get under it, and really move it down the hill. And that lever that you use to move the boulder, that's like me getting, you know, onto these celebrities and influencers. That was my lever to start making orders for my brand. That was like the thing that I needed. I needed that. You know, without that, my brand was just like every other brand, and my brand had no substance to it. My brand had no value to it. With my YouTube channel here, the fact that then I built a more than usual successful clothing brand for most people that are getting started, I took that and I leveraged that to start my YouTube channel. And that's why my YouTube channel works, is because I leveraged the success that I was having for my clothing brand to talk about it on YouTube and share this advice. And not just anybody can do that. And so what's really happening here is it's about achieving something that isn't easy to achieve. If it was easy, everybody would do it. And so you need to secure something. You need to get something that is really going to give you that leverage point.
Okay, so let's go even deeper into this. Let's go right into the nuances of it. There are so many different things that you can leverage. And one of the things that you can leverage is your own time. So at the very beginning, when you don't have anything to leverage but your time and your skills and your mind and your aptitudes, the things that you're good at, that's all that you have to leverage from the very beginning. So starting point, you can leverage your own time, your own skills, your own aptitudes, your own talents. That's what I used to gain my first real leverage points, was the time that it took to actually send out those DMs to those celebrities. Actually spend the time to do it and to word it right and to think about how they were going to receive it and to word those messages in a way that were going to be well received and carry that communication through well, you know, without being too needy, without begging them and all that stuff. That all came from me. And I leveraged my own skill set, my own talents, my own time to pull that off. Same thing with building up a following on Instagram. I leveraged my own time engaging with my audience on a regular basis, liking, commenting to really build up that audience. And then I leveraged that following eventually to help build more of a following. And I'm really drilling this in because that's what you have at the beginning. Most of you watching this, you probably don't have very many actual things that you've achieved yet that you can leverage. But what you can leverage is your own time and your own skills, or maybe your own network. Or maybe there's some people that you know that you can help that are hard to get in touch with that you know that you can leverage that will give you an advantage. This is the secret to every single business that's ever been successful. They have something that allows them to outcompete their competitors, that allows them to rise to the top and actually be effective and get results. And what it is they have something about their business that's unique. At the end of the day, this all comes back down to economics. The more scarce something is, the harder it is to achieve, the harder it is to get, the more rare it is, the more value it has. Okay? Resources that are in an abundance, they don't cost as much because they're so easy to get. And so if you can create something within your business that's hard to achieve, the common way of thinking about this is people want to make an easy $1 million. How can I make $1 million easily? That's the complete wrong way to think about it. It should be, what fire can I go through that nobody else will be either willing to go through or is capable of going through? So that when I get there, nobody else can do it. And that's going to be the reason why you get the result at the end of the day, is because you are doing something that not many people can do. So that's something that I understand on such a clear level these days. And I just had to share that insight with you for the people who were, you know, willing to click on this video and give this a listen. And I really hope that you liked it. Please let me know what you think about all this in the comments below, and let me know how you're leveraging inside of your own business to get results. It'd be cool for other people to see that as well. And I'll see you in the next video. Peace.